From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, two tenors. This is Andrea Bocelli, Italian pop star and classical crossover king. He is blind, he is popular beyond belief, and here he's singing Rossini's Petite Messe Solennelle, the Little Solemn Mass. Bocelli is performing it tonight and tomorrow in Washington, D.C., with no less than Placido Domingo, one of the great operatic tenors of our times, conducting. The Obama inauguration may be the hottest ticket in town come January, but for now, it's Bocelli and Domingo, an event that's been advertised with the kind of gusto you'd expect for a monster truck rally.
Maestro Placido Domingo conducts a quartet of soloists featuring tenor phenomenon Andrea Bocelli. Washington National Opera's Petite Messe Solennelle.
The two tenors, one of them conducting in this case, came to our studio. Andrea Bocelli and Placido Domingo talked about singing, about audiences, and about the piece they're performing. First, Domingo.
Like everybody knows, Rossini, the great composer of the comedies, The Barber of Seville, he has some serious operas, also like Moses, etc. But the fact is that somehow Rossini stopped producing operas for 50 years. And after being 70 years old, he has this idea of writing this monumental work. It has it's a completely new Rossini, harmonically, melodically. And I think it's a perfect work for Andrea. It has one of the most God-given, beautiful arias for the tenor.
The piece is called Rossini's Petite Messe Solennelle. It doesn't seem like a very little piece, though, Mr. Bocelli.
In reality, with orchestra, it would be better to say Messe Solennelle, because when Rossini composed this Messe for two pianos and organ, but with this kind of orchestra, and it became a big Messe Solennelle.
A big Messe, or a big Mess, as we would say more properly. I hope it's not going to be a big Messe.
Well, this is a dangerous name.
Dangerous name, yeah.
I think also because the operas he wrote, especially the serious one, they were pretty long. You know, so probably it's because it's 80 minutes, you know, probably he was referring to that, and also the original way of doing it. I don't even know why he did it for piano and harmonium at the beginning. It's really a magnificent orchestration, but probably he changed his mind after he wrote it. He said, well, now let's have the orchestration.
Let me say
yes,
that.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm very excited because it's difficult to explain, but I was a child when I heard in the radio Maestro Domingo first time. I was a child when I received in my house the first CD of the Maestro Domingo. And from that time, I considered the singer a giant, no? And now to perform with him, it's a big emotion, and I'm very proud.
Now, can Andrea Bocelli, do you think that his popularity of Placido Domingo brings new audiences in to hear operatic performances?
The people that they converted to opera because of this popularity of Andrea, you know, and also the three tenors and so on. Yes, we are responsible to bring more people to the opera, and this is something that is very important, because now there is two kind of people that they don't go to the opera. People that cannot afford.
Which is a lot of people,
yes,
I might add. Just
and
don't
people that they are uninterested. They say, it's boring, is this. No. If you see opera properly, and if you hear great singers, you are going to love it. And if you make one survey one day, how many people they have been converted for opera because of Mr. Bocelli or the three tenors, you will be surprised how many people they have done it.
And then I'm here in America also for my new album, where I sing beautiful songs.
Incanto is this album.
And I think I think this kind of repertoire is a good vehicle for young people, special, because it's not really opera, and it's easy melodies, but so beautiful. So
sounds like Santa
exciting.
Lucia, for example.
Santa Lucia and Granada.
those are the songs that they were the popular songs of the day. Today we have to be careful what we sing that is popular, so that's the reason they had to be create these new melodies, because of course with the new kind of pop music, we cannot sing. In those days, yes, the tenors of the day, they were singing the popular music.
No one's offered you a rap crossover opportunity?
I don't think I will do it. No, I have done many things. I have done all kind of music, Spanish rap. Music, Argentina music, the tango.
And we'll note that you've won a Latin Grammy this year.
Yeah, just a few days ago. Yeah. I don't know why, but thank you very much.
Andrea Bocelli, do you own an iPod?
I have one, yes.
Yes, and what is on it?
There are many, many titles of opera. From the A until the Z, I have Aida and Bohème and Butterfly and Cavalleria.
And Zaza.
Zaza at the end.
Zaza would be the last one that you have. Eh?
But if I am on the car, on the radio, I can listen every kind of music.
You know, talking about that, I'm very happy that people is able to put so much music into such a little thing, but it scares me so much because I have been recording for 40 years now. How is possible that my whole career could be in a little thing like this? And I refuse to believe that that's possible for all the years that I have made.
You resent being miniaturized so completely. When you are going to be conducting the Rossini piece and Andrea Bocelli and the others are going to be singing, will conducting at that moment, will you feel very satisfied about having the baton, or will you wish you were one of those people singing in the concert?
No, you know, the singer never wants to be a conductor when I'm singing, and vice versa, you know. The conductor never wants to be the singer. I'm really there to make the best I can with this fantastic possibility of the soloists, the chorus, the orchestra. And I never think of singing. I don't like to be in the shoes of Andrea. It gives me a tremendous responsibility, the conducting, you know. But it makes me less nervous.
And Andrea Bocelli, when you'll be performing, the man with the baton, Placido Domingo, you'll know as you're singing, not a bad singer, that guy.
Huh? Yes, of course. But let me say that I've never thought to conduct. Because the conductor has to think to the music before the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And the orchestra comes later. For me, it's terrible. But fortunately, I'm only singer. And I'm sure that Maestro Domingo will help me.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure that you will also help Maestro Domingo as well.
Because he knows very well the singer. So
I just want to thank both of you. This has been wonderful. Andrea Bocelli and Placido Domingo.
Thank you
both very much for coming here. Good luck.
Very, very much. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you very much.
Placido Domingo conducts Rossini's Petite Messe Solennelle this weekend in Washington with four singers, including Andrea Bocelli. You can hear new recordings from both artists at our website, npr.org.